So good, so good, so good.
New fall arrivals are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Get ready to save big with up to 60% off Vince, Kurt Geiger, London, and more.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Because there's always something new.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock exclusive discounts on your favorite brands. Shop new arrivals first and more. Plus, get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with a Nordstrom credit card. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Your team. Adjective. Used to describe an individual whose spirit is unyielding, unconstrained, one who navigates life on their own terms, effortlessly. They do not always show up on time, but when they arrive, you notice. An individual confident in their contradictions. They know the rules, but behave as if they do not exist. New team. The new fragrance by Miu Miu. Defined by you.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on the Tour of Coach podcast, where we bring you the best mental coaches, fitness experts, teachers, players, everything from my journey in the game of golf to help you learn to play better golf, teach better golf, and enjoy the game. Come on in. We're going to have some fun. So joining us here, another Tour Coach live from Oakmont or a bar.
Bill's Bar.
Nearby Bill's Bar. Our waitress, Jen, outstanding so far, with Emilio Gonzalez. We're here with Emilio, Dr. Greg Carton, and myself joining us on Tuesday, day of prep. Emilio, first of all, congratulations on getting here. Super cool. Super proud of you. And, man, it's tell us about the week so far.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a super enjoyable walk. Played some Monday, played the front nine Monday. Then today played the back nine and got some good work in the last few days. And, you know, it's just a really fun test, obviously really hard. Something that I've never faced before, honestly, as a tournament. But just super excited for an opportunity to prove myself that I can compete anywhere. And obviously just with a message really clear for me this week is, no matter what the result, obviously I'm going to learn. If it's a great week with a great result, I'll learn a bunch. And if it's not, I still will. And that'll always help me for future opportunities like this.
I think I told you first many, and I told Greg this on the way last week. We were chatting or we were texting, and I was sitting there. Jackson helped me count. You're the ninth player I've taken to their first major. Which wow. I don't know if that's a lot or not, but
yeah, I would say so.
and I started thinking of all of them, right? Yeah. And you start thinking, and to me, I've also been with guys at majors who had been to multiple majors or whatever. And there's certain, it's awesome doing that, but there's certainly a cool thing about accompanying a player and watch them play at their first major championship. It really is a cool thing. And Greg and I commented on this yesterday. It's when it's your first major, you're happy to be here. Yeah. And you're not bitching. You're not complaining. You're not whatever. You're excited about being here.
Yeah.
And that's refreshing for those of us helping you, coaching you, being around. Like, and I think we as a team feed off of it, that you're excited and you're happy to be here. We're excited, happy to be here. And on the way here, you said, of all the U.S. Opens you've been to, which one – you like have the most fun of it. I mean it. Like last night, may or may not have had a couple cocktails. Last night was, I've had a blast with you here at Oak Park.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty special because, I mean, this is my first one, like you said. And it's like a really cool place to have your first one. Right. I feel like I got pretty lucky there.
Yeah.
So definitely have that perspective for that.
Greg, if you don't mind, what do you tell to a player or to Amelia that's making their first major? I like what he's saying about enjoy. I'm curious what would when you found out and you said yep. it. When you made it, our text chain going back and forth, me and him, Jack, everybody's like, "You going?" Greg's like, "Are you going?" I said, "Duh, you dumbass. Of course I'm going. Are you?" But you were like, what were your thoughts right then to help with him?
It's really fun to see, like, the wonder in your eye, or like a new guy's like, "Whoa, this is so cool!" Even though the game is still the same,
yeah. Hold this up a little more.
It's a different stage. And guys will say, "Well, what do you tell guys to help them prepare to get ready for Thursday?" I'm like, "There isn't anything. You just don't know. It's a lot to take." And I think that can actually be comforting, right? To know that whatever you're feeling when you show up on Thursday and tee it up is going to be okay.
Yeah.
Whether it's nerves or excitement or anxiety or fear or nothing, that's okay. Because nobody knows what to expect in someone when it's their first one, and everyone treats them a little bit differently. But what you're trying to accomplish does not change.
Great practice round group today.
Yeah.
Take us through who we had. I know we had Emiliano Grillo, Bobby Diaz.
Yeah, and Nico Echeverria.
Yeah. I wanted
that's
you
exactly
to say
how Tony
it.
Says it too.
Nico Echeverria. I thought when the pairings came out, super cool pairing for you.
Yeah.
Be able to play with your friend and sort of a mentor on tour, Bobby Diaz, who's had some success and he's working his way back now. You two are paired together, two of the three in the first round. Either that or Donald Trump's going to send ICE to pick y'all up on the front nine, two Mexican tour players. But that ought to be the sound clip I'll put on Instagram, right? But so it's one of the two. It's either going to be a great experience or we're going to be calling a lawyer at 2:40. So one of the two. But anyways, what you got to be excited about that.
Yeah, you know, like on the Corn Ferry Tour, I've played a bunch of practice rounds with him. Mm-hmm. We like to go hang out, have dinner. Just a guy that I really enjoy being around. We have a good time together. And then his caddy is a close friend of mine, mm-hmm. too, so which is awesome to see as well, which is, funny enough, Bobby's cousin. But, yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity at an awesome place. I mean, I can't ask for a debut in a major at a better spot, it almost feels like.
I made this comment. Half joking. All right, here's Jen with our we're live, but Jen's really delivering the pretzel. Oh no, you're waving to the fans. Sorry, wave to everybody. Yeah. Just say, "Hey, I'm Jen."
Hey, I'm Jen.
Yeah. Thanks, Jen.
Yeah. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Greg has said he's becoming very big in Mexico as a mental.
He's growing.
But we were joking, and I said, like, you know. We joke at that, but that is how things, the tours are, things work on tour. And one thing I've noticed more so with you was how close the community of Latin American players are.
Yeah.
How you hang out together, you speak, "I don't understand what's going on."
Yeah.
And really notice that and how close you guys are. And it's very cool. Like, it's also cool, like, how a lot of the Latin players that I wouldn't even say I necessarily know come up and, like, say hi to me and stuff because they know I coach you. I think that's a cool thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you realize, today was the first day I met Emiliano.
Really? And didn't seem like it.
Yeah. And we had a blast, like, had a good time together.
He called you a superstar, by the way. He did. He told me this kid's a superstar.
Yeah.
And if somebody like Emiliano, I don't think you'd say that if.
Yeah. And, yeah, Emiliano was a good time. He trash talks a lot. He enjoys having a good time.
He can play.
He can play, and he's competitive, and but nice at the same time. You know, like, it was definitely a treat playing with Nico too. I don't know. It's cool that knowing that me and Bobby got into the event through sectionals, and still being kind and saying, hey guys, like, you want to tag along and play a practice round? Like, things don't change just because they've been playing the PGA Tour for the last few years.
Yeah,
we haven't.
Agree.
You know? Just makes it a little more laid back. Practice rounds are still fun, even though you're playing a hard-ass golf course. You know, like, it's already hard enough. Don't make it, like, miserable out there.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I want to comment on that because I this happened today on the golf course. There were two occasions standing on a tee box, and you guys are looking like you're playing a casual round on a Sunday afternoon together, and how people in the crowd say, wow, these guys look like they're having a really good time. Right? They expect, like, you show up to a course like this, and it's a major, and everyone's grinding out there, and you guys were playing well. You were having fun and playing well.
Yeah.
Right? It's cool to see that.
And I like – so when I do picks and stuff like that, I like seeing guys on the range that look like they're having fun and look relaxed versus the guys that look like they're getting beat up. One of my picks this week is going to be Sepp Straka. We all know – obviously, you know, Sepp, a long time ago, I worked with Sepp a little bit. He was having a blast, and he was talking about going to play late because nobody would be out there, and he could whiz around tomorrow and stuff like that. I think that's a trait. You look at the people a lot of the folks look to contend. They're enjoying being out there versus, like, it's work.
Yeah, I think, funny enough, out of the people that I've picked their brains about, like, this, instead of just, like, players I'm talking about, instead of just, like, trying to figure it out on my own and, like, let it soak in, it's like everyone's like, I guess it's still the same game, like Greg is saying, and you don't have to do anything different. I guess the only things that are different maybe is, like the shots that you have to practice around the greens or your approach shots, just being more deliberate with, like, what your strategy is in the golf course, just because it's more demanding. But it doesn't mean that you have to spend 12 hours out there and, like, feel like you got to be, like, locked in every single second out there. Like, I don't know. Like, I think it takes a lot of the enjoyment out of it if you're in a place like that, you know?
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3-year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Want the same expert advice you get from the pros in the store while shopping online at DiscountTire.com? Meet Treadwell, your personal online tire guide that matches you with the perfect tire for your vehicle. Get your best match in 1 minute or less with Treadwell by Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Well, you said it. It's a hard-ass golf course.
Yeah.
We played the back nine today. You played the back nine. We walked. Take us through the back nine a little bit of some of the shots and the holes and the things that you think are hard and that people could watch for and that you're thinking about as you prepare.
I mean, it might be the best finishing the entire back nine is awesome. Don't get me wrong, but the entire
18 last holes.
But the 16th, 17th, and 18th hole are, like, so hard but so fair at the same time. You know, 17 is a beautiful drivable par 4 that, like,
you can still easily make bogey or double. Yeah.
Like, I hit a great drive. I mean, I hit a great drive today, and, like, I hit it, I thought, it, like, in a great spot, and I was in a bunker that's 15 feet deep, and you got the green right, like, running away from you downwind as well. It's like you can easily miss the green from there as well, even though you're, like, just right there in front of the green. It's a narrow green. Just the shots that it requires, you got to be so precise, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
18 might be the best finishing hole I've ever played. Like, it was long par 4, pumping into the wind. But such a fair hole, you know? Like, it's a fairly wide fairway. If you don't hit the fairway, obviously you're kind of screwed, but it's a pretty tough green. But if you do your job, you're going to have a birdie putt to some degree.
And obviously
– yeah.
Weather plays a factor. I think the fairways are fairly generous for a U.S. Open. Rough is overly penal.
Yeah.
Greens are going to be extremely quick. But if it like it was breezy this afternoon. No more rain. Doesn't look like till Saturday. Yeah. That place is going to start firming up in those greens. What did you say they're going to try to get them to?
They're 14 right now. They're aiming at having it Thursday through Sunday at 15.
Yeah. That's slicker than owl shit on a brass doorknob right there. But, I mean, it's true.
It's quick.
All right. So 17, this drivable par 4, 18, great finishing hole, 16.
240 par 3.
240
like,
par 3.
I'm usually not a fan of really long par 3s. But, like, 16 I thought was, like, still a really fair hole. The green is wide enough.
Yeah.
Like, if you miss it.
What'd you hit in there?
A 3-wood. it was pumping pretty good into the wind there. But hit a nice shot to, like, whatever, 30 feet. But, like, if you – it's hard to hit the middle of the green because it's got, like, a small tier and it splits the green in two. But, like, the entire right side, like, it's thick rough, but at least it gives you a chance to – if you hit a good shot, you have a – you can get up and down.
Yeah.
I'm not saying easily, but, like, it's the place to be. Or short, too. Short, I thought, like, it was a really severe false front. But the – it's just, like, it'll stay in the front of the green at least, and you can make it work.
Right.
But, like, yeah, I mean, just three really good finishing holes where, like, I don't know if many courses have that, like, to finish a championship like that. It's pretty cool.
So, 10 to 12, what'd you think of 10 to 12?
I mean, I think 10 is a very – it's one of the narrowest fairways, I think. But at least it's downwind, and, like, you have to pitch it in the top of the hill. But, like, if you – get it in the rough or one of those bunkers, like, you're really far from the green, and I don't, and then there's that ditch that you gotta cover. I don't even know if you can cover that from the rough if you think about it.
That it would be tough.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna hit? I think we talked,
it's a 3-wood.
It's a 3-wood.
If it firms up, even maybe a 7-wood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three good thing down,
again. Three wood downwind would be right where you were today. Down that little neck.
I thought as that thing firms up and how much it ran out today.
Yeah.
If it keeps getting firmer, I mean, I think it could be a 7-wood. I really do. And talk about the approach shot, like how far you could have in, but how short you can play it because how firm and fast and the slope is running down.
Yeah, both the first and the 10th hole. It's like a flat fairway, but then like from 200 yards out of the green, the fairway just pitches straight downhill. And if you're in the fairway from 200 yards out in the 10th hole, you can't land it even on the green. You got to land it 20, 25 yards short of the green and let it just tumble out.
That's the hardest part about this week.
Yeah.
And it is your ability to judge how much to miss the green by.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fair.
What? That's hard for people.
No, it's hard for tour players. Like, you literally have – there's some of those holes you can't land the ball on the green.
I mean, we're used to – saying like, oh, land it in the front, okay, that's fine. But like here, if you land it in the front, is like the worst spot you can land it on because it's like
right. This
most severe downslope, so it's just gonna knuckle up to the back of the green or like over the green.
I got a question for you, and this is something that would be interesting. What's this being your first major and probably the hardest golf course you've ever played?
Yeah,
what's the biggest surprise so far for you? Or is there a surprise? Is there something you've been surprised about?
I guess my surprise has been that I thought it was going to feel different, but, like, it doesn't. Once I grabbed the golf club, every day at least, it's felt like yesterday and today. I just get to the range, grab the club for the first time, and it's like, oh, it's still the same game, you know? I am in a different place, but, like, you realize immediately, like, it's still the same game. You got in the practice round. You do feel different, like maybe a little more nervous in a practice round than usual. But
there's certainly probably more people at your practice round today than there are at the Korn Ferry event.
Oh, yeah. I was telling Bobby earlier today, it's like, I don't think I've ever even seen in a Sunday in a Korn Ferry event that many people.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's real.
That is different.
It's different, but cool at the same time. It's like, that's what we aim for. That's where I want to be, what I want to be playing on. And it's just special to finally have that first.
Yeah. So 13 to 15, take us through 13 to 15 in the shots.
Yeah. 13. Oh, what a phenomenal par three.
Yes. Yeah. Boy, that's a beautiful hole.
Yeah, that's a beautiful hole. Hit a 6-iron today. It was in
unbelievably, threes. Though. Beautiful.
Yeah, that was a beautiful shot. But the tough green, it's probably one of the toughest ones. It's got a lot of – I mean, I guess you could say it pitches back to front. But it's got other slopes in the middle of the green that divides the green in sections. And with the greens being so quick, like if you miss it in a pretty tough spot around that green, even to make four is like an accomplishment. Mm-hmm. So you really got to be careful with a shot that you decide and just controlling your distance with that approach shot.
Yeah.
14 is a beautiful short par four. It's like, what, 375 yards, but super narrow fairway. And
big lips on those fairway bunkers.
Big lips in those bunkers, really thick rough. The green's actually not crazier. It's a pretty one of the flattest greens on the course. But, I mean, funny enough, you got to talk about these things. But when you guys came up to me and said, hey, you like, just for you to be aware, like, this, the right rough and the right bunkers are so much better than the left ones in that hole. Just because, like, at least you're pitched higher in the fairway and you can get it out further than like the left.
Or how about this, that you'd rather you play less clubs so that you could be in the middle of the fairway bunker versus the front of the fairway.
No, right. Exactly. Like you got to think about those things. Like the driver gets you to the lip of the bunkers,
right. Which you can't,
and you can't cover the bunkers either. It's like almost right. Pointless.
Yeah.
And the three would, if you somehow don't hit the fairway by some reason,
you may have
at least, yeah, you have a shot. Like at least you have normal fairway bunker shot and you're not just chipping out sideways to the fairway.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Raise the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. Start converting your B2B audience today. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Get started today at linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply.
That's great.
Yeah. And what was 15?
Oh, just a 630-yard putt.
Yeah, that was it's like 520, par four.
Was an impossible green. No, that was,
yeah, 15 is a par four.
Yeah, I'm thinking of 12.
Yeah, 15, that was a long hole. I piped the drive and had like, well, it was a little downwind, but like, same thing. We were trying to land the ball 30 yards short of the green to like just keep it on.
Yeah,
Emiliano hit behind before me out of the first cut, and he landed it like 15 yards short of the front, and his ball is still tumbled into the like back rough of the middle of the green, and the pin was at the front. Yeah, I mean, that's like you said, like some, we're just not used to that.
Right.
Even if it's a front pin, if anything, you're like, ah, maybe land it in the front. That's it.
Right.
I think that, and you hear the saying all the time, but the people that are successful here get better at hitting shots that they're uncomfortable with and that they don't normally have to hit. Right, and commit to it, because like you said, you're gonna have to hit shots that you're not trying to hit it off the green. You're gonna have to, you know, you just go hit a variety of shots, and like the short game shots around there, there's also going to be have to be times that you're going to have to be disciplined, and maybe not even play towards the hole and hit it 25-30 feet.
I like to for guys to ask themselves the question in a situation where you have a really difficult chip shot around the green. What's the worst acceptable score I should make here?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds silly to ask you that, but like you're 100% right. Like,
but if you can play that way, so right, there'll be a shot where, hey, if I get this on the green.
Yeah, it's almost like take the stress out of it. Like,
yeah.
And you forget about like the cute shot or like trying to somehow
get it close.
Yeah, somehow get it close. And not have to stress with a long putt for par or whatever. I feel like everyone's going to face that at least once this week.
Yeah.
More than once probably, but you can have, even if you're like 15 feet away from the hole and you have a terrible lie from the rough, like if it runs away from you, there's no chance you're stopping that ball unless it hits the flag.
Yeah.
So it'll be definitely.
The secret to Oakmont is you just got to hit a lot of flag sticks when you're chipping and you'll be all right.
Yeah. But I guess that's going to be the most fun part about it. Like, who adapts the most and who's more patient with that kind of stuff? Obviously, the thing that matters the most is like, you got to do everything well, right? It doesn't matter. But like, the mental grind is going to be that. Like, when you make a mistake, as you will, what decision are you going to make and how do you react to that? Right.
And like I said to you and Bobby and I were joking about, like, you know, if you got off and you bogeyed the first couple holes of Korn Ferry event, you feel like you're 28 behind.
Yeah.
Right. Here you're right in the mix. Right. Like, so understand it, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
And I think you have to be good at convincing yourself and telling yourself and getting your brain to understand that
bogeys are going to be okay sometimes.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah. You make a point, and like I want to say that I'm aware of that. It's still not Thursday, right? But like, that's one of my goals, right? Like, being as patient as I can be.
That's Nani's job to help you with.
Yeah, and I spoke to him already about it. It's like, hey, man, like, don't be afraid of like confronting me if you think I'm being way too hard on myself over like. I mean, because you can make bogeys out here without really hitting a bad shot. You know,
like, that's the thing. Hit good shots.
And like, where I've been playing the last few months, the Korn Ferry Tour, like, that doesn't happen. Like, maybe sometimes it's golf, right? But like, out here, you can hit a decent drive, barely trickles into the rough. Like, you're probably gonna make bogey, you know? And that happens. It's part of the game, and especially with this test.
And you can hit a really good drive in the fairway, and hit a good iron shot. And miss by a pace or two either way.
You could hit 18 greens and shoot over par.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. Like, you cannot miss a fairway out here and still shoot over par, because, like, if you don't hit it close, you have some really crazy lag putting. And if you're not sharp there.
By the way, who won a wine on our lag putting drill today? This guy.
You gave him a pretty unfair number to shoot for. One?
Okay. Hey. I was thirsty. Emilio, awesome stuff. I think Greg seconds this much. We're proud of you. Super excited about, we know this won't be the last. We're all together, but super excited about being here with you on the first. And enjoy the rest of the week, and let's have some fun.
Absolutely. I'm really excited, and thanks, guys, for being here.